The Utah legislature met in a special session last night to pass a massive tax reform bill. KUER's Nicole Lixon has been following the issue and joins us now to explain what it all means. She's at NPR in Washington this week and joins us from a studio there. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Lawmakers will get together in just over a month for the regular legislative session. Why, Nicole, pass this in a special session?
Well, it's something they've spent really the entire year working on, and it comes because they've had some budget sort of issues the past few years. The sales tax is still growing, but it's slowed a lot, and the income tax, meanwhile, continues to grow at a really fast pace in Utah. So there's some budget issues at play here. The other thing is that lawmakers really wanted to get this done, include a big, sizable tax cut in this bill and pass that by 2020. They wanted to pass the benefit of a tax cut as soon as possible to Utahns.
What actually is in the bill? I mean, what will it mean for Utahns' pocketbooks?
Right. So we mentioned the tax cut. That's about $160 million. So what that means for an average family of four in Utah making about $60,000, they'll see a benefit of about fewer dollars paid in taxes annually. The way the legislature has done this, they're putting more sales taxes on more things because the sales tax is growing slower. So they're raising the sales tax on food in grocery stores, which is currently taxed at a lower rate. They're putting a new sales tax on gasoline at the wholesale level, and we can expect that to be passed on to end users, drivers. We'll also see new sales taxes on things that have never been taxed in Utah or currently are not taxed, things like parking fees and ride-sharing services, Netflix, media streaming, and things like pet grooming. The argument here is that for doing that is that the economy is changing. Utahns are spending a lot more money on services rather than physical goods. So meanwhile, they're cutting the income tax by about 0.3%. And they approved a few more tax credits that are aimed at lower and middle income families. At the last minute last night, they put in some things they're calling prebates to make up for like the food tax and things like that. So they're hoping to deliver actual checks of $100, $200 to Utah families before April. That's when sales taxes go up, also tax day. The last thing is they bumped up the dependent exemption. This is your tax break for having children to make up for federal tax reform 2 years ago when that was slashed. And Utahns with big families paid a few extra in taxes last year. So Utah legislature wanted to put that back to where it was.
So it's not really polished. We're assuming this is not really quite over.
No. So first of all, this was a pretty unpopular bill. All of the Democrats last night and a handful of Republican lawmakers in both chambers voted against it. The bill did just miss passing by the 2/3 majority that the legislature needs to make it take effect immediately. That also means that it could be repealed by a citizen referendum if any opponents wanted to launch one. But we do have a legislative session coming up next month. Lawmakers will probably continue to do a few things, pass a few tweaks on tax reform. They just wanted to pass a base tax reform bill with that tax cut. Of course, next year is an election year. It always looks good to campaign on a tax cut in an election year. And about 2/3 of the legislature is up for re-election. So one of the leaders pushing this says that this is just the beginning. They hinted possibly at even more services getting taxed later down the road. Also, one thing they didn't tackle is education. They cut income taxes, which affects education funding by more than half a billion dollars. And there's a big question remaining over how to fund that going forward, because we've been last in the nation in per pupil spending for a long time. Lawmakers say that the way schools are funded now doesn't leave them a lot of flexibility, and they didn't address that this time. So we'll see more on that next month, probably even on the November ballot next year for education funding. It's always been a big issue, but it'll probably be at the forefront in 2020.